do. Now you know this is the end.
Hey, hey, this is Blaine from The Accused, and you're listening to CITR 101.9 FM in Vancouver.
And welcome to Stranded, the Australian-Canadian music show here on CITR 101.9 FM, broadcast from the UBC campus in Vancouver every Monday at 11 o'clock. It's a great way to start your week with tunes from a long, long way away, Australia, and also some new music from Canada towards the end of the show. We always get into fresh tracks from Canada, typically focusing on bands from the Vancouver area. But sometimes I play music from across the country as well. Now, today is another great show. Anyone who tuned in last week would have heard a full show special for The Church, the great Australian band, a seminal band from Sydney, Australia, who are currently touring the United States on a grand retrospective tour. They're basically doing an extensive show where they're playing three entire albums back to back. So 2009's Untitled Number 23, 1992's Priest Equals Aura, and Starfish from 1988, the classic that first made the band quite a following here in North America. And I went down to Seattle and caught two shows. They sold out two nights in a row at the Triple Door venue, which is a beautiful venue there in Seattle, and it was an absolutely remarkable couple of evenings there. I got to see some just sublime and iconic music from my homeland, and I'd love to share some more of that music with you today, and also a brief interview that I conducted with Steve Kilby, bassist and lyricist from The Church. So without further ado, let's get into some of the older stuff. So the station here has got a few Church albums. The Church has put out literally 23 albums. I think actually in total it might be 25, including some EPs. But there's only a handful of their albums here in the CITR library. So I'm going to play you just a few tracks from a few of their older albums. So starting with the Hologram of Baal record from 1998, which was a real comeback record for the band after some tougher years in the early 90s. And I wanted to play you the song Buffalo, which is my personal favourite from this album. I actually picked up this track on a sort of a compilation EP when I first saw the band in London, England, on my way to Canada. I was lucky enough to see them in a bar in Soho and picked up an EP, and this song Buffalo was on it, and it really caught my ears, and I listened to it a lot when I was living in Edmonton for a winter, and I'd quite often stare out the window at the snow and think about what it would be like to be in Buffalo, New York, where Steve wrote this song one winter, I believe. Okay, this is The Church.
Up in Buffalo. kidnapping boys. A block of ice heart tunes out the noise. And soft in the bedroom, her eyes indigo.
name's Chris Horrific.
He always wanted his character to be bigger than life.
Ladies and gentlemen, it is, without question, the greatest sports and entertainment event of all time. Be a part of it, Monday.
From 1 to 3 p.m.
The Parts Unknown Show on 101.9 CITR. Sometimes cosmoses collide.
Break your fingers.
And we're back on Stranded, the Australian-Canadian music show here on CITR, and featuring again this week music from The Church, at least for the first little while. The Church, seminal Australian outfit, who make music with a real transcendental quality. And I was fortunate enough to bus down to Seattle and see them play two sold-out shows at the Triple Door in Seattle just this past week. And I played for you a couple of older tracks, some album tracks there. The first was Buffalo from 1998 from the Hologram of Baal record, which was somewhat of a comeback album for the band at the time. And the second track there was Chromium from the After Everything Now This record from 2002, and that featured Marty Wilson Piper there on vocals. He typically does a few tracks on vocals each album, and that was one of his stellar numbers from that 2002 record. So before I play one more track from the band, I wanted to play for you my exclusive interview with Steve Kilby, bassist and lyricist from The Church. I interviewed him at a radio station down in Vancouver, KEXP, which is a really great independent radio station down there, in Seattle. And the band did a live set in the studio there between gigs. And I was fortunate enough to have a quick chat with Steve out in the car park. And I asked him a question from left field, not directly about music, but more about yoga, about his long-standing yoga practice, which he's been quite vocal about on his blog, of having had a great effect on his life and his productivity, his musical productivity and general well-being. And you'll hear what he has to say about the idea of longevity. He's now in his 50s, and I can definitely say from seeing this man on stage, there's a lot of strength and endurance that he is demonstrating. So here's an interview with Steve Kilby from The Church.
I went and did some classes in Balmain in Sydney, and I used to go once or twice a week, and I did a few yoga things. I kind of practiced on my own kind of badly, and then I sort of practiced a bit on and off throughout the years. Then about 10 years ago, I started going to some classes every day, and then I started practicing every day, and now I practice once or sometimes on the road twice a day, and I sort of I have very few excuses why I don't do yoga. If I'm really wasted or hungover, or if I'm sick, or I really have some other thing, but normally I only miss like probably 10 days a year. So I do it every day.
Wow. And so in Bondi, you live in Bondi Beach?
Yeah, I do.
And be able to swim as well and incorporate that into...
I swim laps in the sea pool and do yoga, and I think the two of those things go nicely together as a sort of a overall sort of toning up for people.
And on a deeper level, do you find the philosophy behind yoga and the transcendental quality of the knowledge might inform some of your music or way of thinking, or is it coincidental?
I think there is a philosophy behind yoga, which I've also by reading the Bhagavad Gita and reading the Mahabharata and reading the Srimad Bhagavatam and other Hindu kind of books. I do appreciate the philosophy behind yoga, but also just physical hatha yoga itself, if practiced every day, it will start to improve whatever you do. I'm convinced if you just do these yoga postures for an hour a day, you do them properly and you do them with conviction and with faith, after a short while you start getting results, and then you'll find you're better at everything that you do. You'll find you're better at it, playing instruments, writing lyrics, being more of an attractive person, sort of just getting your, just finding your way through the universe, you'll start encountering less and less resistance, and you'll always kind of find a graceful kind of way or gracious way of dealing with things.
That's right. There's a science to it and a cause and effect that you've definitely demonstrated.
Yeah. Well, Aleister Crowley said there are two paths, and he meant there are two paths if you want to have power, if you want to have mind over matter, and that's magic and that's yoga. You choose one or the other, because yoga is a kind of white magic. And practice the yoga postures. Just have a look at the people who teach yoga. Look at someone who's been teaching yoga for 15 years, and you watch how light they are on their feet. You watch how graceful they are. They're like a cat. If a lot of the female teachers, they're like so feline. The way they walk around, the way they insinuate themselves through the air, their movements and their gracefulness. It's so opposite to the average clodhopper, human, awkward sort of pudding that you see sort of struggling down the street. You have to get in touch with your body. You have to harness it. You have to harness it to your own higher self. You have to harness it to the universe. And yoga is a set of postures. Just pure physical yoga is a set of postures that have practiced faithfully and practiced correctly can sort of have magical results. And that's just simply, and people who come along and see me now at age 56 and say, how can you run around and sing and play a guitar for 3 hours? I just say yoga. That's because I do yoga. I can now do that. And I sort of, I like to show off all the suppleness it's given me, not so much to show off myself, but to sort of proselytize the incredible thing of yoga, because I can sort of go up and down and up and down and up and down with my knees. But you look at most geezers of my age and their knees have given out. They can't do stuff like that. So it's just, it's all, if you want to take this body and sort of get the most out of it on every level. Yoga's working on every level. I was doing some yoga on a beach and some girls came up and said, excuse me, are you doing yoga or Pilates? And can you advise us which one we should do? And I said, I think Pilates is an excellent system for strengthening and sort of dealing with physical matters. But yoga does all of that and it does a lot more. It does things on spiritual levels, on karmic levels, on levels you can't even appreciate. And then one day you'll be doing something going, this is coming easily to me, and then you'll realize it was because of yoga.
So that's Steve Kilby of the Church talking about yoga. He was quite enthused about his path, and a question I just popped out of left field. Didn't expect him to speak at length, and he's very enthusiastic. So I thought, what better track to play than Easy? This is a single from the album Uninvited Like the Clouds, because Steve was saying that when he practices yoga, he finds that things just flow easy. So here we go. This is one last track from the Church here, from the album Uninvited Like the Clouds. Easy, baby.
Coming, rambling down your street at night. Coming home from school, look quite content with life. And why not? They're looking forward to an important date, dinner at home with the family. What's the matter? Doesn't that sound exciting to you?
Luckily, UBC students have lots of on-campus dining options.
Bernoulli's Bagels, serving up authentic Montreal-style bagels made fresh daily on the premises, in addition to sandwiches, soups, squealers, calzones, and freshly squeezed juice. Bernoulli's is located on the main concourse of the sub and open Monday through Saturday. This business is owned and operated by the AMS, your student society.
Welcome back to Stranded, the Australian-Canadian music show here on CITR 101.9 FM. And don't forget, you can always find podcasts of the show. If you go to Google, type in O-Z-S-T-R-A-N-D-E-D, Oz Stranded, you'll get a blog that will come up with a set list each week, a featured video and a podcast of the show. So if you can't tune in each week at this time. And I just played another track by The Church there, Easy, which was very appropriate for the interview I recorded with Steve Kilby and just played for you, where I asked Steve about his yoga practice because it's been a big part of his life and it's really informed the way that he approaches his music and live performance. So that was quite fascinating to hear such an interesting man open up about quite a universal topic that he finds is very special to him. So that was an interview I recorded in Seattle in the car park of a radio station, and it was really great to chat with him. I did go down for the concert there at the Triple Door. I stayed two nights in a row and was lucky enough to chat with all members of the band, including the drummer, Tim Powles, who is a really interesting gentleman, quite a powerhouse, like literally on the drums, but also just musically what he does in the world aside from The Church. He runs his own record label, Space Junk. He records, produces, does a lot of work in the Australian music industry. And one of the bands that he's recorded is called A Streetlight Song. And I picked up their EP from the merch desk at the Church concert because Craig Wilson, songwriter for this band, was actually a special guest on the Church tour. They brought him on board to play keyboards, guitar, and some extra percussion and vocals. And he really fleshed out the songs there on stage. So Craig Wilson and his band, A Streetlight Song, they're kind of a interesting new wave trio from Sydney. And so Tim Powles has produced this record. Well, this is a debut single, I believe, called Remind Me. But I do have a second EP. So I'll play a couple of songs from A Streetlight Sound for you. This is from Sydney, New South Wales.
Talking in my sleep, but I could never keep sometimes I'm a lot like you. I can see the colder side. I thought this warmth would not survive. I thought I'd let it all behind. I thought I'd let it all behind. Remind me, tell me nice, nice. You can show me twice. Twice, but I've been walking tall. Oh, I'm trying, I'm haunted, talking in my sleep. But I could never keep up. Tell me, go remind me of it all. It's strange. It's strange that I had never known your fear of heights. It wasn't covered by the night, so we hold tight. We are high above the streets. From here I can see the world below. We'll be right back.
like a night owl, and you're most welcome to stay. I've been wandering the lakeside while the tides keep rolling away. It's a sweeping display, and the means to
And we are back on CITR 101.9
FM. 101.9 FM, CITR, Vancouver. It's whatever. Hip-hop, R&B, jazz. It's whatever. Reggae, soul, mainstream. It's whatever. News, sports, and entertainment.
That's right, a very eclectic station. This is 101.9 FM in Vancouver, a show that even plays Australian music, and that's what you hear every Monday from 11 a.m. Alternative radio up at 12, and then Parts Unknown with Chris Riffick at 1 p.m. So I just played a couple of tracks there from A Streetlight Song. They are a three-piece new wave type band from Sydney, and they are produced by Tim Powles, drummer from The Church, who I was able to chat with down in Seattle just a few days back, and I loaded up on some great music, A Streetlight Song being one of those bands, on his Space Junk label. And the songwriter there is Craig Wilson, who is actually joining The Church on their tour as we speak across the United States. And so also in Streetlight Sound also is Rhino and Sam, who was working the merch desk at The Church gig. So hello, Sam. And I'll definitely play some more Streetlight Song in the coming weeks. Now, another band actually that has been produced by Tim Powles is, a gentleman named Mark Muldry, M-O-L-D-R-E. Some beautiful music here. I'm going to play you a track off his The Waiting Room album. The song is called The Buzzing of Bees. It's very romantic and surreal music. Definitely fits in with the mood of the church, this music, I'd say. So we're going to play some of that now. Mark is based on the Central Coast of New South Wales in Australia, and clearly made his way to Sydney to find Tim Powell's. And who helped him create this album. So here we go. This is A Buzzing of Bees by Mark Muldry.
Service by conscientiously expressing his conviction. For only thus can the load of prejudice by which this subject is overwhelmed be removed.
So what you know about natural selection? Go ahead and ask a question and see where the answer gets you. Try being
BC's own Baba Brinkman is bringing his spoken word rationalist rap to Vancouver in a presentation by CITR and Radio Free Thinker, Vancouver's number one skeptical radio show and podcast. His lyrics have been called sometimes sly, often hilarious, and always smart and thought-provoking. Don't miss Baba Brinkman, the rap guide to evolution, February 20th, 9 p.m. at the Railway Club in Vancouver. For more information, check out www.radiofreethinker.com.
And 10 more minutes left on Stranded, the Australian Canadian Music Show here on CITR. After that, we have Alternative Radio and Chris Horrific at 1 p.m. Now, I played three tracks there. Finally, Starfish Hill, a band from Canberra, Australia. And I played you the song Cab Ride, new music there. And before that, I played two stunning songs. Firstly, Mark Muldrew, with The Buzzing of Bees. Now, Mark is an artist from the central coast of New South Wales, produced by Tim Powell's drummer from The Church. And I also played for you really incredible music by a woman named Abby May, an Australian woman. And I'm just reading this from the promo release. Australian journalists have flagged her as a pioneering and important presence in the future of rock and roll. And upon hearing Abby May's new single New York reviews have cited Mammalian Locomotion as some kind of hallelujah-inducing revelation, a seduction song from a siren who is in possession of the voice of both God and the devil. So I actually played you that song, Mammalian Locomotion by Abby May. I'll have to revisit that again next week to let it sink in a little bit. So that's a little taste for what you will hear shortly on the show. Now, I had a great week. Not only did I go down to see the church, I actually had the opportunity to visit Vancouver Island and hop in a tour bus and head over with Chris Mapstone and Roots System, who are the leaders of a new Roots music resurgence here in Vancouver. Played a fair bit of the boys and will do so in the future. Chris Mapstone and Roots System played in Nanaimo and also Duncan over the weekend. Duncan's Garage Showroom is a really fantastic venue, by the way, if anyone gets to that part of the world. Longevity John runs that venue, and he's a really great enthusiast. And Chris Mapstone and Root System played a couple of really great gigs and made some new fans, and the album has been completed now, mastered, and it's waiting duplication and will be out soon. But I wanted to play for you a pre-mastered version of These Days, their debut single that will be out very soon. And I'll also play for you Midnight Hours, another band that I discovered on the road over the weekend. So here we go. This is Chris Mapstone and Root System, very excellent band here from Vancouver, British Columbia.
But not for long, I'm gonna fill up my soul and sing this new song. I'm heading south to the place my heart longs to be. Times are tough, you gotta keep your head, hold your vision strong, remember there's right around the bend. I'm heading south to the place my heart longs to be.
These days don't hip, 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 hip.
you doing? This is Sean from Youth Brigade. You're listening to CITR 101.9 FM in Vancouver.
And that's it for the show. This is CITR 101.9 FM. Thanks so much for listening. And, of course, we had another little feature of The Church, the great Australian band that I got to see in Seattle, one of the highlights of my life. I definitely recommend anyone have a listen to their music if you can. And we ended up there with some great new Canadian music. Of course, Chris Mapstone and Root System, a really exciting band here and brilliant live show. Roots band, Chris Mapstone and Root System, we played These Days. We also played another band who actually played on the weekend with Root System, Midnight Hours. And we played Hotel Blues. They are here from Vancouver as well, and they toured and played Duncan and Nanaimo on the weekend. And we also have, Chains of Love. That's a really interesting band that I've discovered here in Vancouver. We played the song Lately. Really great female-fronted band there, Chains of Love. And rumour has it they've had some interest already from record label, having only put out their debut